Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Dave Anderson back on the show. Dave is a long time, coming up on 11-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, including If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown, and also How to Run Your Business by the Book, and a number of other another great books, How to Deal with Difficult Customers, Up Your Business. And still, though, one of my favorites of Dave's is, if you don't make waves, you'll drown. He's our good friend, Dave Anderson. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be back with
you. Good to have you back. We missed you. We're not going to let you stay away so long. Dave,
busy for everybody.
I know. So, okay, one of the things that I know that you've worked with your folks, your customers, and your clients a lot on is having clear expectations.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all need to have better expectations, do a better job of, and, you know, one of the things that my new book is all about customer expectations.
Yes.
They're changing.
That's right.
Customers are elevating their expectations. How does that apply to us and our businesses?
You know, Jim, it's funny you bring it up. I'm writing a new book now called It's Not Rocket Science. And four simple strategies for mastering the art of execution. And what I really talk about in that book, the expectations have to be broken down into daily activities. And mm-hmm. as basic as that sounds, they're normally not. Most companies have expectations. Listen, you need to produce this much a day or this much a month. There are a lot of outcome expectations, but there aren't enough behavioral expectations, and the behaviors create the outcomes. And so we've got to stop becoming such a student of numbers and become a better student of behaviors, because if we can identify and manage those behaviors better on a daily basis, you're going to have the outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think good people want to know what they're supposed to do every day. I mean, they can do 40 things every day and leave a blur. Or, you know, what are the three or four best things you can do every day and really leave a mark? Now, you may have 40 things to do, but these are the three or four that simply have to get
done. Is that
done.
What you're saying? Get it down to things you can count on your fingers and on one hand and focus on those?
Jim, yes. If you're trying to do 20 different things, you divided your time and your energy by 20, and you're given 5% effort to 20 different things.
If you're bragging about being a multitasker,
right.
It probably means you're not getting a lot done.
Well, exactly. You're just trying to stay afloat all day. You're not playing to win. You're playing not to lose. When you're a mile wide and an inch deep every day because you don't have the focus to know what matters most
mm-hmm.
and to get it done as a priority, you're just trying to not drown, and it's very stressful and frustrating. And you're plugging holes and doing damage control, but you're not really making progress. In fact, you mistake motion for progress.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of motion during the day.
Right.
You don't have much progress. You have a lot of speed. You don't have the right direction.
Can I offer one high expectation that I think should be maybe the alpha expectation? And
sure.
that is don't manage problems or projects or whatever. Solve them, fix them, and get them off your table, get them off your desk, get them out of off your plate. Don't just manage
That's
them,
right.
fix
right.
them, and move on.
Some people, you're right, Jim. Some people manage them, and they end up just becoming a permanent part
of
the culture.
Well, that's right. No, that's exactly right. I bump into people. Sometimes it happens in my own office, my own operation, and 3 months later, we still have this one. I think, wait a minute, time out. Why are we still even talking about this?
That's right.
This should have been fixed or shot 2 months ago.
Absolutely. You know what happens, Jim? People are always looking sometimes. When I find this in my travels, you know, I speak about 120 times a year and I go
yeah.
all over the place. They want, you know, they want the big razzle-dazzle silver bullet, you know, what's going to get me from here to there overnight type of activity. But what it really boils down to are the basic things. you know, in any position, I think there are three or four basic, almost boring, mundane things that you simply have to execute every day with excellence to keep moving things forward. We try to make it too fancier. You know, I always say you don't have to do anything extraordinary. Just do those ordinary things extraordinarily well.
Right.
And you're going to have fewer problems.
Right. Absolutely. Hey, Dave, I need your website.
It's learntolead.com.
You can find all your books there, right?
Oh, yes, you sure can.
And all the things that Dave does is writing. Folks, I promise you, if you want to become a better CEO, which you know that's my singular goal for you, is for you to become a better CEO. I'm not worried about your management. I want you to become a better CEO. You're managing probably okay. You just need to be better CEOs, and Dave can help you with that. Find out at learntolead.com. He and I will be right back. More to come. Stay with us.
I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.